Tuesday, the 14th of April, Kof Nissan, Dalet Cholomoed Pesach, Rav Yonos and Royd, Hidul Mitzvah.
As well as leaning, we have a pasuk in the Shira, Ze Keli Ve'anvehu, Elekei Ovi Ve'arim Amenu. So the Mechilta writes that Ros or Shivcho Bayom, Ma'ashaloi Ro'a Yechazkel Ben Buzi. The fact that the Torah uses the word Ze means they could see something. Like the Chazal tell us in various places, HaChidesh HaZeh Lochem, the Rebbeinu Shem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the shape and the size of the moon to know how to be Mekadesh HaChidesh. Similarly here, when it says Zeh Keli V'Anvehu, they saw something. They saw even more that which the Pasuk says about Yechezkel, how Yechezkel HaNavi described what's going on in Shomayim. So the Shivcho Alayam saw even more than that. What exactly that means, don't know. However, state in Perash HaShach HaLateira, one thing is clear. As a result of what they did see, they understood the promise which the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Tavdonas Elokim al Hor Hazeh, that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to receive the Torah and to be Mekabel Ol Torah Mitzvahs. That was the purpose of Ras or Shivcho Alayom, whatever they saw there. I'd like to discuss a different subject which is based on this pasuk, and that is the inyan of Hidur Mitzvah. Gemara says at the beginning of Baba Kama, Daf Tes, Omar Rab Zeira, Omar Rab Runa, Be Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Now, Hidur Mitzvah, how it comes into Helchus Mazik and Nizik, and Tashlume Mazik and Nizik, what's the connection between the previous Gemara? A word from Rabbi Yonah Merzbach, the Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah, he said the following word. The previous Gemara, the Gemara is discussing the Tashlumim, how a Mazik pays back. And the halacha is, a Mazik pays Be'idis, with the best quality, Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Kaume Yishalim. And what happens if he hasn't got any idis? What happens if he's paying in movables? Says the pasuk, Yoshev l'rabbi subin. He can even pay with the sholochs, the peons of wheat. A massive quantity he'll have to pay in order to be yotze the tashlumim, as opposed to a small, good quality field. But nevertheless, he is yotze tashlumim with that. Now, those are both deraisa. So in other words, there is a way to fulfill the mitzvah in a meitav, in a beautiful, enhanced way, and there's a way to be yotze by giving all a large quantity of rubbish. But you yotze the mitzvah. Says Rav Huna, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Zeira Rav Huna, where else do you get a similar idea that you can fulfill a mitzvah in a more enhanced and beautiful way, and you can be yotze in a second way? That's why the Gemara goes into this sugya of Hidul Mitzvah. Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Huna, b'mitzvah ad shlish. How much do you have to expend extra on what you've spent on the mitzvah? A shlish. For the Raiva d'Akasha, v'chiyesh domim b'mitzvahs. What does it mean? You only have to pay a shlish. If a person does a mitzvah, he can be zeicha to tremendous olam haba. So why did the Chazal limit it only to a shlish? Says the Raivet, Kedei shelo yovei lidei oini. Imagine a person would see, wants to fulfill a mitzvah, and he'll spend all his money on it, so what's he going to be left with? He'll be left with nothing, he'll become an oni, and an oni, choshev kameis. And mimela, says the Raivet, Chazal limited your expenses on hidu mitzvah, up till a shlish. Kamoi she'omru, like we find elsewhere, hamavazbez, alivazbez yosef michemish. Says the Rashba, wait a minute, what do you mean is choshev kameis? If you're telling me, in order to fulfill mitzvahs, he should theoretically give everything away, but only choshev kameis, therefore he doesn't need to give so much. What about being over a lois asi? If a person needs to stop himself from being over a lois asi, how much does he have to give for that? Kol mamaynay. A person is mechuyev to give kol mamaynay. And it's a classic example in the Chofetz Chaim, if a boss comes to an employee and he says to him, I want you to tell me a Lashon Hara, and there's no te'ela, there's no benefit in this, and if not, the boss tells the employee, you're going to lose your job, he'll have to give up his job. is mechuyav to give kol mamaynai for the sake of not being over alo sase. So why did the Raif would say oni choshu kameis by a mitzvah sase, we comply the same alo sase? Says the Rashba, like a misa mamash oma harav, the Raif had never meant him mamash be like misa, and therefore for all the tariyak mitzvahs he has to give away elo. But mitzvah sase. Now what's the difference between ase and alo sase? So the Netziv explains the difference between ase and alo sase is as follows. Gemara says, Godem Kovid Abrias, Shaducha alo sase Shabbatela. Kovid Abrias has got a wonderful chashivas to it. The honor you have to give to a fellow Yid is so much so that it pushes aside alo sase. Which alo sase does it push aside? So, alo sase, the Rishonim explain it as follows. That Godem Kovid Abrias pushes aside the Oni B'Shev Al Tase, but not B'Kum V'Ase. So in other words, if a person, for the sake of Kovid Abrias, would have to be over Alois Ase, then he doesn't need to do it. When he comes to a Shev Al Tase, then Kovid Abrias pushes it aside. Says the Netziv, that's Pshat in his Raivad. The Raivad says that a person is Mukhiyav to give up till a Shlish, for the sake of mitzvah sasei, in the same way that Godel Kovid Abrios is doicha in an asei, but not in lois asei. So therefore, you're not mechuyav to give kol mamaynai for a lois asei, in order to be, you're mechuyav to give kol mamaynai. But this halacha of only choshe kameis to take it so far, then you don't need. Now what is this mitzvah of hidl? The Gemara says the beginning of Nozer as follows. If a person says, ahon noe, uses that phrase, ahon noe, hareza nozir. In other words, the person says, I will become nice, noe. The din is, he becomes a nozir. Fried the Gemara. V'dilma noe v'mitzvahs kama. Efsha, the person meant, ahon noe b'mitzvahs, kedetanya. Where do you see the word noe applicable to mitzvahs? Kedetanya, zeh keili v'anvehu. When a person, ahon noe b'mitzvahs, a person is about to do mitzvahs, he should do it in a nice way. Eseh lefonov, suke noe, lulev noe, tzitzis noe, echte lefonov sefer teira noe, I'll write a nice sefer teira, I'll wrap it up with a nice gartel. So the word noe is a verb, a noun, you applicable to mitzvahs. So how do you know ahon noe refers to a nozer? Omar Shmuel, so the Gemara gives a teret, he's holding his hair when he says this statement, ahon noe, tofos basare v'omer anoe. So in other words, he's going to do something nice to do with his hair. And that is a mitzvah of nozer. So the Braisa, when he quotes this inyan of Hiddur on Noah, it's Noah in front of a mitzvah, the Braisa gives an example of a sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, and sefer Torah. The same Braisa is mentioned in Shabbos, Kuflamad Gimel, and the Braisa there mentions shofar as well. So in Shabbos we have a hisnoah in front of a mitzvah by shofar, and by in Nozer you don't have shofar. What is the difference between the two? As Pashtos, the difference between the two is as follows. You have an object of a mitzvah. An article which has Kedushas mitzvah to it. The Torah wants from you that you should make it in a nice way. Tzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis, have mitzvahs attached to them. What is that mitzvah? L'moshal, it has to be made lishma, it has to be put on lishma. There are certain halachas associated with the actual tzitzis. Sefer Torah has got kedusha to it, it has to be written lishma, it has to be made lishma. Even by lulav. The certain halachas applicable to a lulav, the gabi dichwi, the Gemara in Sukkah says, certain halachas which apply to the object itself. By shofar, there's no halacha applicable to the actual shofar. And therefore, the braisa which is quoted in Nozir, that braisa is talking about a chafza shal mitzvah, the object of the mitzvah has to be nice. The halacha of a shofar is standby. You have to hear the coil at shofar. A stone and shofar is also okay. No, you have to come through a maaseh hamitzah. About if a kotel with no shofar is not a maaseh tekiah, therefore I won't be yotzer. But the principle behind it is that there has to be a tekiah. What the shofar is not so relevant. That's pashtus, the chiluk between the two. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha, what is the Gemara in Shabbos talking about? We'll come to it. The Gemara tells us, Sepedis Yulagabe the halacha of shofar. The Gemara says, lechatchila one should use an ayil, the shofar of an ayil. Why a shofar of an ayil? Because we should remember Eloi Shel Yitzchak. Shlitim Bach, the halacha of an ayil, and the shape of a shofar is a halacha in Hiddur Mitzvah. And you have to give shlish in order to be mekayim this mitzvah. In other words, the Bach learns that in Hilchas, Hiddur apply even by an object which is not an object of mitzvah, nevertheless it applies the halacha of Hiddur mitzvah. Pshatin is as follows. Piskarov explains in the beginning of Nozim that in the Indian of Hiddur mitzvah, there are two points to it. One is that the object has to be nice. The object should look beautiful. Besides that, there's another halacha in the oifen of the way I am mekayim the mitzvah. If I fulfill the mitzvah in a nice way, that's also something of a hiddur to it. The Gemara in Nozir was discussing objects of mitzvahs. What is an object of a mitzvah? A sukkah, a lulav, a sefer Torah. Those are objects which themselves have kedushas, a mitzvah to them. The Gemara in Shabbos was discussing the way of doing the mitzvah. And the oifen of doing the mitzvah has another halacha of hiddur to it. And as the Bach says, where necessary, one has to spend even a shlish in order to fulfill that chedek. Rashi, Baba Kama Daftes, says another chiddush in this halacha. Hiddur mitzvah at shlish, he says, talis noe and tzitzis noe. In other words, there's a hiddur in the mitzvah of tzitzis, that your talis should be nice. For a person to go around the motion with a dirty talis cotton, it would lack in the hiddur mitzvah. And this is shana chiddush. What is the chiddush? Why is that put here in Halacha's hiddur mitzvah? Unless you're going to tell me, Kenzan, that, again, like the Briskerov says, Briskerov said that in the oifen of doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah should look nice. Okay, so when a person is mekayim ituf in a talis, he should wrap up himself with a nice looking talis as part of the hiddur of the mitzvah. Moshe Feinstein in Atshuva writes, do you know what Rashi means talis noe because of this kasha? So it's a completely different thing. A person puts on a talis, he's talking about a talis gadol, not a talis katan. A person puts on a talis, lekovod tefillah. So when a person is coming into shul, he should look respectable. That is the hiddur. It's the hiddur in the way he davens. A hiddur in the way he stands in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam da'alif nemiyat ha'omed, he should come with respectable clothes. It's pasnish to stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam with your boiler suit and your dirty clothes. Stand with a talis noel. That is the hiddur of the mitzvah. It's completely different than kudah to it. Dua Modcha, the end of Megillah. The Modcha writes at the end of Megillah as follows. Kibalti mimoiri, I accepted from my rabbi a me'il, the mantle, the cover of a Sefer Torah. Now the cover of a Sefer Torah, inside, the outside, what happens if one of them is sewn, is made out of a nicer material? Which way should the nicer material face? The inside or the outside? Kibalti mimoiri, me'il, shetofo tachto pishton, if one side has got linen on it, then the tzad tzorech la'osim tzad ha-me'il ala sefer Torah v'loy le'tzad ha-pishton dum yedum izbeach ha-kteks. In other words, the Modcha is telling you that the nicer side should be towards the sefer Torah. The nicer side of the me'il should face the sefer Torah. I state in the Modcha. Dum yedum izbeach ha-kteks. Same as the Mizbeach HaKteros. And the Mizbeach HaKteros was covered with gold. Fit the Mogen Avraham, what's the shaykhas to Mizbeach HaKetoiras? To Mizbeach HaKetoiras was covered, the outside was gold. Is it the Be'emes, Satos, and it should be the Oroin. The Raya of the Matcha is from the fact that the Oroin was covered on the inside as well. Sholosh Aroin HaYisoso B'Tzalav, and the inner one was also gold. What was the purpose of the inner one being gold? It wasn't visible anyway. The Talmud says it's all part of the Hiddur Mitzvah, even the hidden part of it. The Eli Rabbah argues, and the Eli Rabbah says, it's Mizbeach HaKetoiras, the inner Mizbeach, it was never visible, and that's why it nevertheless is an Indian of Hiddur, even something that wasn't seen. Other Achoinim argue with the Eli Rabbah, the Kohen Gadol saw it, the workers saw it. Al Kolponim, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says, Leinod, okay. The minig is not to have the nicer side on the inside, the minig is to have the nicer on the outside. What's a machlokes between the Matcha and, as the Ramah says, the Minhag Oidam? Machlokes is as follows. Whether there is a hiddur in this hidden part, in other words, something which is never seen, is there an Indian of hiddur mitzvah? By tefillin, you get a similar idea. When we write a Sefer Torah, before the Sefer sets about writing to the Sefer Torah, he takes the klaf, and he scores the parchment. He makes a dent on it in order to make straight lines. That's called sirtut. Is there a halacha of sirtut by tefillin? There's no halacha in sirtut. Why is there no halacha that you have to do it? It's because it's never visible anyway. That goes the shittas, those rishonim who say that anything which is not visible, there's no hiddur mitzvah. Mashenke and the other opinions hold that there is sirtut, or they hold and achlami, there's a hiddur mitzvah even on something which is not visible. The kasha the Briska Rav asks on himself is on Sefer Torah, on this halacha, from this matcha. Briska Rav said that in either there's a hiddur mitzvah in the way you make a mitzvah, or there's a hiddur mitzvah in the Eifen HaKiyum HaMitzvah. Now what is this the Gartel of the Sefer Torah? Is that the doing of the mitzvah? The doing of the mitzvah is the writing, the Sefer Torah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah, either the writing or the reading from it. What is the Gartel of the Sefer Torah? What hiddur is there in it? Says the Briska Rav, Ken Zayin, seeing that there's a Chiyuv of a covered of a Sefer Torah, Gemara says in Makkos, there's a chiyah to be mechabed at the Sefer Torah. If there's a chiyah to be mechabed the Sefer Torah, part of the kibbutz of the Sefer Torah is to enhance the looks of it. It should look nice, the way it's tied up, and all the everything that goes with it, the silver and so on. It's all part of hiddur mitzvah, of the hiddur, which mitzvah is it? The mitzvah of a kibbutz of a Sefer Torah. If you look through halacha in various places, Lema says, you find various aspects of hiddur mitzvah, and one has to know exactly which chedek of the mitzvah you're doing. In Shlach HaKadosh state, a sukkah should be made out of four walls. Part of a hiddur mitzvah. There's no hiddur mitzvah according to the kiyum hamitzvah. There's no halachas applicable to the wall. The wall can be made out of sukkah, can be made out of anything. Must be that the shloi is talking about the kiyum hamitzvah, not the asiyas hamitzvah. My fulfillment of a sukkah station should be in a way that I have a nicer sukkah. B'chadoyma, b'chadoyma, there are many such rise. The Gemara says, continues in Baba Kama, when the Gemara says mitzvah shlish, first havamina of the Gemara is, we say shlish beisai. A person has to give a third of all his belongings in order to fulfill the mitzvah of hiddur. Any mitzvah is be mekayim, hiddur mitzvah. Says the Gemara, if so, well, after 3 mitzvahs have gone by, you're left without any money. Done 3 mitzvahs, there's nothing left. So the Gemara, no, hiddur mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah. The Rishonim ask a poshut kasha. I start off, let's say, with £100. I come across a mitzvah, I have to give £33 for that mitzvah, that hiddur mitzvah, yeah? And the second mitzvah, how much do I need to give? The Havamina of the Gemara was like still £33. All based on the original amount. Make it Pesach. How did the Gemara know that it's always based on the original amount? Oh, by Kompanim, the Rishonim speak about it. Whatever the maskonas haGemara is hidur mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah. You have to give ad shlish. So the Gemara said that, so Gemara's got a shayla, boy Ravashi, shlish melegav, or shlish melebar, and the Gemara remains by a take. So I'm reading about from Bnei Yisrael. Where did the number three come from, the third? What's the makoil of this shlish b'mitzvah? Says like this. In Pasuk Shteit, the beginning of Parashas B'Shalach, Vayikach, Sheish meyo yisrecha bochu v'choyl rechad mitzvoyim v'shalishim al kulay. Parai took 600 chosen chariots and officers v'shalishim al kulay. Shteit in Targum Yonzim in Azim umay lisa t'lisa al kulay. So Loshon Targum Yonzim says pshat in it as follows. Shteit in Yerushalmi that before the days of Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, the minhag ha'olam was that you had a chariot, you had one horse to it, and that one horse used to pull the chariot. Came Paroi, brilliant Hamtzor, and he decided from now on we use two horses, and if two horses have had, we're not going to be able to take a heavier chariot than run faster, because each one would try to outdo the other one and go faster to be helpful. That was the idea of Paroi. When Paroi wanted to run after the Yidden left Mitzrayim, v'sholishim al kuloi, he added in a third behemah onto the chariot. And that's pshat v'sholishim al kuloi. Mimela, Paroi, when he was mehader in the Aveira of running after Klal Yisrael, he added in a third. He started off with two and added in a third, Behema. Mimela says, Ibn Yisosra, that's Indian of Hidur Mitzvah. If he did it, it's not Stam. Deep in that. As I said, Ibn Yisosra. So that is the Indian of Hidur Mitzvah. Be'emes, if you look through the Shira, in the Shira it says, Zeh Keli V'an Ve'yu. Next pasuk it says, "Umivchar sholishov tubu biyamsuf." The hiddur mitzvah that's based on Zer Kedi van Vehu is because of Mibchar sholishov tubu biyamsuf. That extra one that was thrown into the sea because of that hiddur avera, which Paroi did, we have the Indian of hiddur mitzvah. And the Rishonim say on this shlish, "Ad shlish mishaloi, mikam veilech mishal hakadosh baruch." In other words, the shlish that a person spends in this world, he gets his schar in Olam Haba for it. Schar mitzvah by al malekah, that is all a chilek of the mitzvah, and therefore this hiddur mitzvah, you'll get rewarded in Olam Haba for it. Mikam ve'elach is Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you to get that reward in this world. Pshat in it is like this, can say, that we know the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Tav Donis Alekim Alehor Hazeh. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that we shall be Mekabel Oil Torah Mitzvahs. When a person goes through a nes, a maimin goes, has a miracle happens to him, so he wants to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. So how does one thank the Ribbono Shel Olam? By being born Mehadar in Mitzvahs. You do something extra, more than your than you've been doing so far. People are a bit lax in this mitzvah, in that mitzvah, so the more Mehadar they accept upon themselves, and now on, praise Dav, the more Kavana, whatever it is. Klal Yisrael knew that the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Tav Donis Alekim Alehor Hazeh. So they're now going out of Mitzrayim in order to accept upon themselves Tayag Mitzvahs. So what could they accept upon themselves over and above that which was going to be given to them? They had to accept something more. That was the Indian of a Hiddur Mitzvah. Klal Yisrael accepted at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zeh Keli Vanveo will be Mehader in Mitzvahs. And Be'emes, we see that the Kriyas Yamsuf, Shteit in Rishonim, Be'emes was, to a certain degree, it was unnecessary as far as Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim. Tosfos in Eruchin states that when Klal Yisrael arrived at the Yam Suf, They were at one point of the sea. They went in. They came out on the same side, and the Mitzriim followed them. What was the tachlis of Kriyas Yamsuf, if so? If they came out on the same side, it wasn't necessary. Ben Shem could have done some other miracle to get rid of them. Bishleim, if they had to cross over the sea, well, I can understand, they had to get to the other side. They didn't even cross over the other side. They stayed on the same side, and then they went all the way around that water. The Teretz is that Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim and give them the, as it were, the pleasure that they should see the Nekama being taken of the Mitzrayim. And the Chazal state that when they did go through this water, the Nisim that took place there, the fact that there was abundance of food for the Yidden to eat, the fact that there was food for the Behemoths to eat, and all the pleasure and all the nisim that took place at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. What was it there for? It's a hiddur in the way that Ribbono Shel Olam treated Klal Yisrael when we came out of Mitzrayim. If we were zeicher, that's what the Yidden said at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, if we were zeicher to such hiddur in the way that Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, how do we have to repay that hiddur? I'll be mehadar back, I'll be mekayim mitzvahs in the open of Hiddur. Pasuk states, l'osid lovoy, what will happen? Z'choyres beracha b'mei b'chuk v'secha, ad sh'le yavoyir yamei ara, v'yigiyo yomeim sh'eino em chayfetz. Shteit in Chazal, pshat in the Pasuk is, ha'parayin teira mitzvahs now when you can, Ad shele yagiru yomim she'em b'em chayfetz, before the days of Olam Haba. Shaitan Rashi in Kehelas, she'em b'lo yizkus v'lo yichayva. Which means, people will be doing mitzvahs, sort of then, as like in the same way they've been doing now. But no more, there's no zchus and no chayva. So in other words, whatever standard we're on now, that's what we're going to remain as later. The Gemara at the end of Tanya says, Omar Abelaza, Osad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasa is Mochay Let Tzadikim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make a circle for Tzadikim. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will be in the middle. And Klal Yisrael will be pointing, Hinei Elokeinu Zeh Kivinu Lei V'Yashienu. In other words, Klal Yisrael will point to the Ribbono Shel Olam and then see whatever there is to see there, and they'll say, Zeh Elokeinu Kivinu Lei V'Yashienu. Klal Yisrael will have a Hakora, of that standard of appreciating what the tachlis and Torah and mitzvahs are. That is what the Nsi La'osid Lovay. The hidurim in mitzvahs, which we can do now, we can do it only now. The osid Lovay, the schus and chayva won't be anymore. We'll be zeicha mitzvah Hashem, if we do mitzvahs and hidurim the way we meant to, we'll be zeicha to that hidur, we'll be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll be zeicha to zeikeli banveyu, ra'as ha'shivcha layom, ma'ashele ra'al cheskem ben buzi. But to be zeicha to that madrega of Hine elekeinu zeh kivina levi yoshienu, we have to be mekayim the other half. And what is the other half? The zeh keli banveyu is not a fun of a mitzvah. We're mekayim the hidden mitzvahs the way we meant to. We am yet Hashem will be zeicha to hine elekeinu zeh kivina levi yoshienu.